the deterioration by neglect for 368 West State Street. Do we have anything for that, for status?
So with that one, so we don't need a warrant to do that. Eric, the building official, can tell from the outside of the building if action needs to be taken. So really the two options would be to somehow force him to repair it or to board it up. And right now we're just doing some legal documentation to support whichever decision is made. So
they're saying that it's not habitable? Isn't that one of the questions?
I wouldn't know, because I think non-habitable has like an actual definition in the building code, and I'm not familiar with that, but that Eric Miller doesn't necessarily need to go into the building to determine that. So.
Okay.
But yes, hopefully by next time we'll have a determination on that. So that's all I had for an update.
Number two, status of the historic barn. I have some information I want to give about the history and the barn study and the funding and stuff. So let me go through this. I got it written down, so I'll just read most of it. In February of 2025, Sherry estimated that adding two more homes to the MPD district will cost about $6,350. Dave Peterson said Farmington had the money to pay that amount, and I should go ahead and talk to Sherry about starting it. Because we had problems finding homes that would qualify, we did not start it. I asked Dave if we could put off the nomination of the two homes this year so that we could use the money allocated for the barn study instead. Dave Peterson told me before he retired he thought there would be money in his account to pay for the barn study. When I called Lyle Gibson, after Dave retired, he said the commission only had a budget about $1,000, and a big part of the money had been spent on festival days. And we had to request money from the city council for any commission project. In 2020, we hired Sherry to add five new homes to the Clark Lane Historic District. Farmington paid $1,464. In 2023, we hired Sherry to create a settlement era building MPD and add one historical home. Farmington paid $3,850. In 2024, we hired Sherry to add six new homes to the PDD. Farmington paid $8,823. In previous years, the Preservation Commission, I don't believe, had a budget, but Dave was able to pay for some of the projects. I don't believe he required the city council to do that. If the commission only has $1,000, then there's no way that the commission will be able to do any more historical projects. So that's what I have to say to that.
Is that the council would have to do a budget amendment to increase the budget for the Historic Preservation Commission.
And so in other words, we only have $1,000 for anything that we want to do.
Yes, at this time.
Okay, well.
Well, unless we get a grant.
Yes.
Grants are hard to come by now.
They are.
They still haven't got the grant from the state that they, you know, they didn't get any money from the government yet.
Right, right.
So that was.
But it might change, I mean.
What I'm saying is, if we want to do something in the coming years, we only have $1,000 to do it. And as you can see, nothing came under $1,000, under $1,000. So in my opinion, if the budget is set that way, why even bother? Because there won't be anything we can do as far as major projects. We can do status things. But anything that's like that. So anyway, yeah, there might be a chance that the city council will pay for the barn study. But I don't feel that we're going to have support in the future with Dave leaving, my opinion.
You what?
I don't believe we're going to have the support on the preservation with Dave leaving if we have $1,000.
So was money in the past that we spent, was it not grant money? Was it city money?
This is all city money.
It was all city
all
money.
Of those I just told you, even the really? 8,800.
Really?
Wow. That was all far.
It wasn't from a grant.
Wasn't from a grant. We never we applied for grants for this.
Right.
But we never got the grants, so Dave was able to find the money. And it was, we paid all that money over the course of the last, well, from 2020 to now, that's when I was on the commission. So that's all of the stuff that we paid.
So in consideration of the fact that the government is no longer giving grants out because of Trump, can we have an amendment made with the city council to have a budget of some kind at all to make up for whatever little we can, do you think?
I don't know.
You think so? Yeah.
Yeah, you can request a budget.
Okay, mm-hmm. Okay.
A budget bigger than 1,000?
Yeah, it's up to the council how much they're willing to budget.
I think you should ask for 10,000 and see what they say.
Yeah.
Yeah, how about 40,000?
Well, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting, the state, when Dave filled out the request for the grant for the barn study, the state told us, put the total amount in there, even if you're not going to use it. So he applied for $10,000 for a $6,000.
You never know.
You never know. We didn't get it, so.
Did we not get it because everything was halted, or did we not get it because we weren't selected by?
We weren't selected, and we haven't for the last 3-4 years.
Yeah. Okay.
So anyway, my opinion, and we can go on from that unless, you know, anything wants to talk about what the city council might do.
I think with the city council, if you're going to present something and ask for more of a budget, it would be really helpful to outline what it's going to be used for.
Yeah.
I think that's going to go a long way with council members. Like, hey, we want to do this and this and this, and this is what we're requesting because we want to do these projects.
Well, so the barn study, we already know how much that was, and the reason why it needs to be done, because if we don't have the barn study done, then I think we're going to have to tell Lagoon that they're in deterioration of neglect and have force them to fix it up, put a new roof on, whatever. But without the study, we'll be hung out there. There's nothing we could do except for pushing, going with forcing them to fix it up.
Yeah.
That's just one example, I guess.
Yeah, so I would include that in an explanation
in
a request for a budget.
Okay, Lyle said he was going to do that, but
Lyle
I could
was
do it.
Put that together.
He told me he was going to talk to you about doing that.
We can follow up. I'll follow up with Lyle.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Number three. Oh yeah, that's yours, Melissa. Clark Home at 399 West State.
Okay, I have not an update that you're looking for. So I don't know if you guys are familiar, the home right before the overpass. We're just interested in trying to see if we can save that. Some of the things we talked about were the city allowing UDOT to use that park across the street as a staging ground so that we could leave some room on that property and just move the home directly east on the same property. I spoke with Brigham today, and he said that UDOT had looked into using that property before, and they said it wasn't a good property because of the slope on that park there.
What? Like the slope isn't there for the house?
You mean
the park.
What slope is he talking
about? The slope that park kind of sits on, how it slopes
up,
down.
But there's a pretty substantial area where it doesn't drop off. And if you go to the house, that property also drops off.
Yeah.
And in order to get over that, he would have to go over traffic on 400 West.
So
they just drive out.
That's something we can definitely talk to UDOT about again.
Yeah.
But that's just his conversation with UDOT prior to that. I guess that's what was discussed. My biggest concern is that UDOT is not going to be on board. We kind of talked about this before with moving it onto the property that they already own, because otherwise they'd have to subdivide, sell us that piece in order for us to get a permit and start digging a basement to even move the house. And I just, that's something I've called the UDOT lady back again. She hasn't responded to my calls yet. She did this before. It took her about 3 weeks to get back to me. So I'll keep asking. But I just, I want to... It's this one right here.
I don't know how far the street on B.
I just want to have a really good plan B because okay. I'm concerned that this is going to get pushed out and pushed out and pushed out, and we're not going to get what we want from UDOT, and then we're just left with them tearing the house down. If we could find something that's close by, and I know that, I can't remember his name. It wasn't Andrew Clark. It was his brother.
One of the brothers.
The brother owns the property.
One I haven't really, that was the first time I've ever even met him. So,
yeah, he said he owns the property just directly behind Andrew's home.
Oh, that would
that
be either Lauren?
Lauren.
Lauren,
that
was
his name.
Yeah, Lauren.
And they own it behind Clark's.
Behind
the
Clark home.
It's the lot that's on Pioneer Lane.
Yeah.
That's behind, directly behind.
Do they
behind.
Own both of those?
He does own both of them. He said one of them he wants to recreate a barn that used to exist there. He's got some plans. The other property he was saying he was going to build a home on. And so it might be a property that would be a great spot to move.
That was my suggestion. And if it's Lauren, then we are pretty, I mean, he's more, much more
reasonable,
tethered to reality than Andrew is.
Well, I just want to make sure that we've got plan B all lined up because I don't want to just get all the way through UDOT and they say no and there's nothing we can do about it. They own that land. They own that house. We don't have any right to... They own it.
Okay, so when it's all over, what do they do with it then?
The land?
That they own.
They'll sell it as surplus. But they'll knock the house down. And then they'll sell it as surplus when they're done.
But what I guess what I'm saying is, I know that there's a little house out on the end of Main Street, the Tudor, kind of same vintage, and in front of it is the cottage that they rent out. I knew the people that owned that when I first moved here. So when they went to sell it, the only way they could sell it was to sever the cottage and sell it separately.
Right.
Why is that not a possible thing? For UDOT to do.
They're not willing to do that right now because they bought that land for staging. And part of the land they have to use for the expansion, and then part of it they're going to use for staging. So if they were to sell us a piece of it, they wouldn't do it until after their project is done. For them to try and do it right now, kind of, it causes them problems. Mm-hmm. Right now they have everything they need, so there's no reason for them to do that. And we can
Public
try.
Relations.
I'm going to ask them. We can do all that we can. But I don't feel very hopeful based on past interactions with UDOT as well. So I just want to make sure that we have a second option.
I think if Lauren were interested in that.
Yeah, at the meeting we had the other down there, he actually said yes.
He said that would be a possibility.
Yeah, because he's... God bless him, or as they say in the South, bless his heart. He's not as kind of crazy as Andrew is. He would take care of the house, take care of the property.
And it's not our number one choice, because if it's moved, then it's
but
not...
But at least if the house gets saved.
But it's saved, yeah. So that still, to me, is worth looking at. So, Dave, you had said something about the district trying to get an engineer to come and look at it?
Well,
is that an option?
No, but in order to move it anywhere, you would probably need to verify it can be moved.
Right.
I thought it was. I thought you already did that.
Well, we've sent our city engineer over, and they've kind of looked at it, but they said that you have to have a special house moving engineer, and I'm not even sure where you would find one of those.
What about the movers that you have that gave you an estimate?
I can call them. That's still on my list.
And then who pays for agreement with the city?
Well, that all depends on who. Originally, I thought if I could find a spot and buy some property, then I would try and move it. But if Lauren owns that land and he wants to do it, I just want to save the house.
Yeah.
I'm not like.
And also.
I don't have to own it.
And selfishly speaking, if that house were planted on that land, it means that a house would be built there sooner rather than later, and he at least mows his thistles down.
So he owns that land now. He could immediately get started on pulling permits and starting a basement. Like, he could get that going right now. And that's half the battle, is UDOT is not going to allow us to interrupt their timeline. And so the more time we spend on this, the less of a chance we have to move it.
Now, as far as the building itself, you were saying that they needed, they could donate it.
They did say they could donate. I asked them if they'd give it to me. They said, fat chance. So they said, we'll donate it to Habitat for Humanity. You could purchase it from them for $1,000 or whatever it is they decide. But David was saying that we could have them donate it to the historic preservation.
The organization we created in 92, the Clark Lane Historical Preservation Association, is a tax-exempt nonprofit corporation. So it's very similar to Habitat. So
yeah, so it has to go through a tax-exempt organization.
That's what we are.
So they could donate it to you, and then you could donate it or sell it for a dollar
We could sell it to Lauren for enough to restore the barn.
Not really.
Well, the problem is it's going to cost him a lot to move it.
I know.
And pouring a basement. But he already owns the land, which is half the battle.
And it's still going to be cheaper for him.
It will be.
Than trying to build new.
It will be. Yeah.
And if he's interested and willing to do it, I think that is a real win.
Yeah, so I think that's going to be our best bet. And I think we need to just go down that route and make sure all of it's lined up. I'm still going to call UDOT. I'm still going to follow up on this side. But that doesn't look as hopeful to me.
Yeah, someone at that meeting was saying about the benefit of them using the park. Maybe we need to get a list of what the benefits are. That someone was, I can't remember who it was, but they were saying all the different things that using our park instead of that property for staging is better. You know, maybe always just try it. And if they don't go for it, they don't go for it. But
the problem is there's different departments in UDOT that are all over the different things. And so the person I've talked to, she's just over their land that they own like this. Like, she does all their rental properties. She doesn't have anything to do with the expansion or the staging area. So then we'd have to go through and try and... So there's different
pieces. You can talk to Dave Abbott. He's the one that we worked with in 2024.
That's the number that Lauren gave me, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
and David used to be the head of the Utah Preservation.
Yeah.
So he's really totally into preservation.
Yeah, Lauren sent me his number.
Job, yeah. He's a good guy. Really good.
But he's the one that said, basically, you're all done now. We're signing the contract about what they're going to give us for tearing it down.
Right. So, were you reminding me what they were going to give us in
We can put it in the record. It basically, and see if I remember. They're going to go
for the museum.
The museum was going to get, I think, $8,000 or something like that, and $8,000 in money to do a few things, mostly archive all the records.
Okay.
Maybe it was $8,500, but something like that. They were going to also do another survey of the property on West State Street on the back near Main Street to see which ones would qualify for the Main Street District. And then there, after that study, they were going to spend some money to actually go out and update Main Street and see if they can get 5 or 7 more homes on the register.
How about sound walls? The issue of sound walls. Could they give us some sound walls?
They will have sound walls.
Sound walls, I think, are included.
It's already
with the expansion.
Oh, good.
You're going to have a green line.
It's already on there.
You could see it on that. Okay. On that. But there's a green line that shows the sound walls coming right down through there.
Well, I have memories of how many years ago when they just insisted that there was no need of them. So
that's included
now
in their project.
Nothing left.
Yeah.
So about how much money total was it? Do you know? 16?
I think it was close. He was telling me that the max was $20,000.
$20,000. Okay.
Well, I don't think they're close to that.
Well, if you look at what it costs now, just look at what Sherry was charged for that month, many homes. Just the new survey on the homes, that would probably cost $5,000 to $6,000.
And they would do that themselves, the survey?
Well, they would pay for someone to do it, like Sherry or someone to do that. And then they, in order to get it on the Main Street, they're going to have to go back and identify all the homes that have been removed. They have to go back and reappraise all the homes. When they did the Clark Lane district, Sherry had to go through and verify that the homes still exist, still are met, not gone, you know, deteriorated. And they got by Andrews, I don't know how, but they got by the Bard, and I don't know how, but she has to do that. So that's quite expensive.
Yeah.
To do that.
Yeah. When we did that, when it was like early 90s, right? 92?
No, 2020.
2020.
During the pandemic, she did all of that.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because, I mean, back in the 90s, they were still living there. So.
Yeah.
So the maximum they're going to give us for that house is $27,000 to do whatever needs to get done, it sounds like.
That's what he said when he was trying to negotiate, you know.
Which doesn't sound like a lot of money for a house.
Mm-mm. Yeah,
but
well, David is a good person to talk to.
Okay,
he really is. He's a good guy.
Yeah, I
mean, he has to balance
his
job with his love for preservation, and I think he does a really good job.
Yeah, I also talked to the lady, the director of the Preservation Utah, and she said that she
Brandy?
Checked around, yeah, and she checked around, and Dave was the one that she said that we
David
should.
Yeah, that's what Lauren said.
And he's one that made the original negotiation for this, so
yes,
he'd probably
did.
Be the best person to talk
to.
Yeah,
okay.
He knows the history and all of that. Now, the benefit of actually moving the house instead of destroying it is that we can, even though it won't be on the National Register, we could still have tours if we get down there. Tours that explain the history of that house. And
And I think it would fit with what Larne was trained to do. He said on the lot next to it is where he wanted to put a barn and kind of replicate what had already existed on this property that his parents owned. And
I got old photo. I got a photo of the house in 1940, and it didn't have a garage, and it's pretty much what it looks like now. So not much has been done to it over the years. It's 85 years old, and not much has been done to that house. So if we can actually move it, that would be great.
Okay. Well, I'm going to follow up with them this week. I'm just getting back into town, and we'll let you know.
Okay. All right, let's go on to four, plaque program. Shannon's been working on a few, and I helped her at the courthouse. We've got some information for her, and she's sent them in. Carly has the information, and I could send emails back that she had written down, but I think some of them were fixes because they got the information wrong the first time. But I guess she was working on a couple, I think. But she didn't send me. She wasn't able to come tonight. So she was going to send me some information about the plaque program, but I don't remember seeing it, so we can go on.
Well, and she was talking to me about the house next to mine, the little Adobe house on the corner.
Yeah.
And I got the phone number of the gentleman that owns it, so I can give that to her, and she can call and see if they can get a plaque on that one.
Yeah, she did say that there was one lady that didn't have a computer or didn't know how to do anything on the computer, so she just took the information down and brought it to Carly, and they put it into the system. I haven't got an email back from the new system yet, so I don't think anything's got added, but maybe they don't send out notices as if it was written on, you know, typed in manually or something.
And you know the down on 100 North, I call it the little pink mansion that Lagoon owns. Right on the corner, right as you go down like this, and it's right there. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. Looks kind of southern.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Many, 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 many years ago, Lagoon was going to tear it down.
Mm-hmm.
And the people that are living in it right now talked Lagoon into letting them live there, and he started restoring the home back. His wife has passed away now, and his kids live in the home. Assisting him now and stuff like that.
Yeah, now Main Street is on the Landmarks Register. They can't just go in and tear it down.
This isn't on Main Street, though.
This is not on
Main Street. Oh, it's not on Main
Street. It's down 100 North. Is that North?
Well, is that part of...
Yeah, it would be.
Is that part of the Main Street district, I wonder?
Is it still the...
It's by Annette's house, but it's kind of kitty corner. You know, they just built that.
It's just pink. And remember, they tore that one house down in the middle of the night that was next to it.
Right.
Oh, really?
If it's not on Main Street's district, then they will not qualify for landmarks register. So,
it's a Robinson home.
It's got a big history.
You mean the white one?
No, it's pink.
It's pinkish.
Pink now.
Yeah.
It was white when
it could have been white years ago.
That was Doc Robinson, first dentist.
Yes.
Yes,
and he did his dental back in a little...
Right, our pillars from our house, original house, pillars were given to him, and when we first moved here, they were in his backyard, like kind of a Greek setting thing, and they were 12-foot columns, and we begged that he would sell them back to us, and sweet man, but he said, no, I think I'll keep them. Mm. So
now you could probably go get them.
And they're not. They're no good anymore.
Well,
but that dentist office.
So what I'm afraid of, I mean, and it's on the historical list, or it's on nothing. They have no plaque, nothing on that home, and it's an old home.
It's got a really great history too.
It has a wonderful history. And that first,
because I live in the Robinson home up on
that Main little Street. Gazebo that's out to the side was the first dentist office. That was
so Lagoon owns.
Oh, really?
Lagoon owns that.
Yes.
Well, the only reason the Lagoon has plaques on the Clark Lane area is because we got a grant from the state to put them on there.
But the plaque does not stop someone from
tearing it down. Yeah. No, but I'm just saying.
That is a fairly significant property in the history of Farmington.
And I can just see Lagoon just ripping that baby down. I mean, the kids have come and moved in it now, so there's another generation in the home. So hopefully they won't, but they did tear the one next to them down over in the middle of the night. How does that happen?
Does anyone want to go to Lagoon and ask them for $100?
A what?
$100 for a plaque, it's Farmington's plaque.
Nah, I think we just sell it. Put out a tip jar.
I do know her. She dates my cousin. So, I mean, I could say in a joking way. But I'm just saying it needs a plaque. It's history. It's a beautiful, ever since a little girl, I remember, there's the pink man.
I know.
Well, and when we went to meet him, and his bedroom was just like a brothel out of an Amsterdam red light district. The bed was circular and lots of mirrors and, fake fur. Bedspread. He was such an eccentric.
He said that there were some swings in some of the rooms.
Oh, there was a swing in what was his former, I think his wife's name was Delilah. And he had a swing in her bedroom. I mean, he was the most charming and eccentric person. it needs to be there just because he was such fun.
Oh, yeah. And the dentist part of it. I mean, there's just so much.
Well, that portion of the street that's not on the Main Street right now. That's what.
Oh, but why
that's
should it be?
UDOT,
those homes going down.
UDOT is going. That is a street that they're going to try to combine it with West 3rd Street and add that to the Main Street.
And they should.
And once it's on Main Street, it's also on the Landmarks Register.
Is Main Street on the Landmarks Register?
What's that?
I didn't know Main Street was on the Landmarks Register.
Yeah, this year.
Historical. This year?
I think it was approved this year, wasn't it?
Was it last year?
Last year.
It was done just...
Was it last year?
I think so.
Not too long ago.
In living memory.
So that was one thing. And then I also was going to ask you about the barn that's behind the hotel. And it's all caved in on top. What's that barn's history?
Which hotel?
What hotel?
Farmington. The Country Inn.
Oh.
The only one that
over on Park Lane?
Yeah, the only one we have. On the east side of the...
Well, yeah.
The only one we deal with.
There's a barn back there?
There's a barn. Keep going. This one.
Oh.
And there is an old barn in the back. I think it's this one right here, if I'm not mistaken. And it's all caked in the top, and it's an old barn too. And I wondered why we haven't.
Well, that's not. I don't think Main Street goes all the way down there. The district itself.
It doesn't go all the way down there?
Well, you got to look at the map. I don't know if we have a map of the Main Street district, but I don't think it goes that far along Main Street.
It does not.
Yeah.
It does not.
Are you talking about this right here? That's kind of caved in?
Yes. And it's behind most people's homes and stuff. Huh. I just wondered how long that was. I don't think. And the history
that's
of that.
On
Sorry,
it's on its own parcel.
Well, it says Main Street. I've been looking at everything.
Well, there's that lovely property. It's a lovely red brick house. It's on the east side of Main as you go down towards, if you're going to Smith's by the back road. And they've had a scaffold in front of the front window. For 48 years.
Really
has been there as long as I've been here. They put it up right after we moved to town, and they did something, but they didn't ever finish it, and that scaffolding is still there. That house is fabulous.
Yeah.
And there's one across the street where they took off the porch.
Mm-hmm.
That's another one that's
really fabulous.
That's fabulous. And so,
but our Main Street district doesn't go down past
I know,
Park.
But
maybe we can ask
how do we
UDOT.
Do that?
Maybe
when
we can ask
their
UDOT.
Do they do their survey to push it down that way, too?
Yeah.
Well, and there's just, I mean, you can
they're
going to
do the survey. They might as well look at all the houses.
I agree. There are quite
homes.
A few on that
yeah.
past
there
Park
is,
Lane.
And they're beautiful
all the way down.
Homes.
Yeah.
Almost to
and
the
And before
highway.
You know it, they're going to tear them all down and put those townhomes in there.
So, anyway.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have
okay.
scaffolding in front of my house, too.
Anything about the Neil Sessions building?
No,
you know
a month is...
No, I have no updates on that.
Our neighbors have it.
Yeah.
For a long time right now, too.
So I see they put they covered it back up again. That's really too bad.
Pretty much done.
Well, if enough, maybe if enough of the citizenry whined about
that. Last little thing is...
We'll give them her phone number.
Yeah.
If you protest this activity, call
the owner.
Anyway, I've heard so
anyway,
many
those were just some of the
about.
Things that I've been noticing, and I've talked to the Little Pink House, those people I know, so I just started asking her information about it. And I also know the girl that lives on the other side of Andrew's house, and I haven't had a chance to sit down and just ask her what she thinks going on.
You know, the if you talk to Dave Amott about the what you know, if we decide we're not going to move it on the same lot, then he will have to do the close to 20,000, and he have to do the surveys. Well, we could check with him and see if he can push it down Main Street, because when they're doing the survey, they might as well go down that way. The problem with a district like that is that you got
to
look at. The contributing homes to the non-contributing homes, they got to be percent. And if there's too many new homes through there, it wouldn't qualify
that.
But there aren't in that stretch.
Not
that stretch of Main Street.
There's that new little spot with the rows, but,
yeah, but
everything else
yeah.
is...
But even there's that one... seem to know all the eccentric people in Farmington. But there's the guy, it's a sort of a Tudor ranch mesh with the burn building in the back.
Oh, yeah.
My kids took swimming lessons at that house.
Oh, okay.
Because he was probably a very brilliant guy. I think he supported his family with investments, but he also did all these things and was an intuitive engineer. And I just heard the swimming pool that he intuitively engineered was so cold. My poor children were just freezing. But his kids were great swim teachers. So we went there, and that was, I mean, that house probably is well old enough to qualify because it's, and he was one of, he built it all himself. I don't know, there's one funny one that's also has scaffolding up there for 45, 50 years. On the other side of the road with a round window.
Yes.
I don't know.
They just took it, you mean not?
They've been working on
one?
That in the last couple
the
weeks.
They took it down. The scaffolding's down.
When?
I just noticed it the other day.
Yeah, they've been working on it.
It's gone.
They've replaced a lot of brick. And
yeah, they replaced a lot of brick, did a lot of work.
They've done
it. It's down.
Because it was there for...
Because I watched it for years and years. And once when I glanced over, because I always thought, I thought it was a cute home.
They want a tier one.
Because I've always watched it.
Right? But I think that one is easily open enough.
It's down now.
Okay. So we've got... I would.
We may need to discuss that with Dave Ammon.
Yeah, we'll talk to him.
They're still not going to give any money until they start the project. So.
Which might be, not be for a couple more years, three more years.
Well, somebody was saying 2027.
2027, okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Okay, let's go on. Approval of minutes. Approval of minutes. Yeah, I have the wrong one here. May and June.
I move we approve the minutes for May.
Are you skipping five?
What's that?
There's nothing new on that.
Okay. I'm wrapped up in my own world.
Nope, not wrong.
Okay.
Yeah.
So nothing new. Doesn't surprise me.
Okay, is there...
there's a motion
There's a motion, yeah.
Accept the minutes from May.
Oh, you're not going to do them both? You want to do them both, or...
Oh, well, we can do both. I move to accept the minutes for the May and June meetings.
We have a second.
Awesome. Second.
All in favor?
Pro.
All opposed? Okay. We have a couple items for the other items area. One of them was the Davis County Bank. And Shannon, I don't know if you had a chance to talk to Wells Fargo.
I talked to the bank where Wells Fargo is.
Yes.
I talked to
Brigitte. You talked
to them? But, I talked to Brigham just about an hour ago, and he said he and the mayor have an appointment to meet with Wells Fargo and discuss. They are vacating the building, but they do own the building, so we don't know yet what their plans are with it, so they're going to meet with them.
I think that, it matches the courthouse. That old, the picture that you found.
Yeah, it should picture. Match the courthouse.
The thing matches the
it doesn't
courthouse.
Now.
It should.
Yeah.
So, what a lovely idea.
Wouldn't that be nice?
I actually called too.
Oh, did you? Good.
And I talked to the branch manager.
Oh, good.
Sumatra Hughes, and she told me that, that she was pretty sure that the east part of the building is the original bar. Because the My Pharmacy book said that they left it to preserve the historical part on the east side of the building. She thinks it's still there. But she says she really thinks that we should do something to save the building. She's from Farmington also. And she said that they would have to get a hold of the property group for Wells Fargo. And she was going to prepare... an email to them, and I sent her the two photos that we had, and I explained to what we're doing and all that stuff, and she's willing to send us whatever information she finds out.
That's
what they're
awesome.
Going to do.
Yeah.
But if the mayor's going to meet with them, that'd be great too.
Yeah,
if the property manager makes the decision. They don't. She doesn't. But yeah, that picture is probably close to 1930. They built the building in 1930.
Yeah.
It was across the street.
In the
Merkin home that it's got junk all over it. So
yeah,
but you can see that there's some beautiful scroll work on the top of that.
And the neoclassical design is big. It's like the courthouse.
Yeah,
my former husband and I, when we were going to do our house project in 1979, thought we would go to the Davis County Bank because of the historic connection. And Ezra T. Clark Jr. was the president of the bank, and he looked at our pictures, and we talked with him for at least an hour, and he told us exactly what we should do, and he was very adamant about restoring the chimneys back to the way they originally were. And so he said, okay. He said, so are you going to lend us some money? And he goes, oh, heavens no. Why would we lend you any money on that piece of property? So, you know.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Those Clarks.
Okay. Another thing that Samantha said was that, that the bank has a bunch of historical documents from the early 1900s, 1911, 1912.
Wow.
She said they would be interested in donating them to Farmington.
That's cool.
She said they might have to go through and clean them up, make sure there's no private information.
Redact all the private information.
Yeah. Before they send them as donated documents.
That's cool.
She said there's a lot of them in the bank.
Are they on schedule? They're going to be out of there by May next year.
March.
Are they on schedule?
Yeah, she told me today. I was thinking it was earlier, but she said March of next year is when they're going to leave. That's my bank too, and we have safe deposit boxes, and they're going to go away. So, well, they're still in the, they'll be in the bank, maybe for a museum. You can see all the safe deposit box, but we have two in there.
People stuff's in there.
So we have to get rid of them by March of next year.
Okay,
one more. We're trying to get an audio tour of Clark Lane. You want to give some?
Okay. I don't know if anybody listened to the sample item.
Not yet.
I had a quiet and not so private nervous breakdown over that because my training and background, I have an agent, I am an actress, a voiceover actress. I am now a resource teacher because acting only pays until your children want to go to college. So when he used an AI person, I lost my mind. And so I said, I want to do the walking tour narration. So my plan is, I know an absolutely lovely young man who's an audio engineer, and I will write a script. And I want to be a character for each home for the narration, purposes of the narration. So that the audio tour will be a real human being talking. So David spent how many days downloading absolutely everything so that I got some material. My problem is, it's all about the men. And it's a woman. I can tell about the men, but I want to be like Melba Benyon grew up in the house right across the street from me. So Melba, because I know lots of Melba stories, Melba can narrate the history of that house. Mm-hmm. Annie Clark Tanner can narrate the history of hers. I may use Iris Clark. We found Iris.
Oh,
she was in there. She's just by her married name.
Oh.
So, because there were three children born in my house to Joseph S. Clark. And one of them came to visit us after we put the second story on. It was just the facade. It was the Clark family reunion, and this blue Buick screeched to a halt in front of our house. And here came this white-haired lady stomping up the walk. What have you done to this house? Which, of course, people had been asking us for the entire summer that we were putting the second story on, and turns out she was the last child born in that house, and she and her sister Lucy hated each other. Lucy was the oldest daughter of Joseph S., and she was the one who knew how the fire started. It was Lucy who started it. O.C. Tanner told us when the fire happened because he discovered it, but she was incredible. And I certainly won't dish all the dirt that she dished about her family when the 3 hours she spent talking with us. But, I mean, that's kind of what I'm looking for, is somebody. She's a spitfire personality. And so I want to get a different personality for each of the homes.
That would be fun.
So if you have spousal information on these people,
when I was doing that write up for the other tour, festival days, I found the same thing. Everything was about the men. But if you go into Family Search, a lot of times you can click on that person in Family Search, and they will get, and you can find information on them.
My assistant.
I sent her slews and got buckets of information.
That would probably be your best.
Okay, I also went on to the Clark. website, Kindict.
Oh, yeah.
And I found all kinds of stuff. I had to log in and get a new account.
Yeah, I have not read through the hand, but the scroll, the handwritten notebooks and journals.
Right.
But some of the clerks were interviewed before they died. And Joseph
S. was for a time the oldest person in the state of Utah.
Yeah,
oh, wow.
That was when he was 102, and
wow.
His brother was 103 when he was. He was, well, you know,
they
he
kind of liked 103 level. Because they died at 103.
Yeah,
both of them.
Yeah.
And so did Mary Binion across the street from us, and she was a Clark. I don't know where she fell though in the Clark lineage.
Yeah, there's probably a
so.
Yeah.
Anyway, but that's the project.
That's exciting.
It looks like they might have some audio files of some of the voices. I don't know if you can do AI.
Oh, I would love.
To
now we're doing AI. I will not do AI. But I would love to
AI
listen to them. Oh, it was very much like this because she was thinking like this. I mean,
I wish we could have used you for that because that would have been really nice when we did the other.
Yeah.
And I thought about that. We just didn't have
but she
mind.
Was in a big hurry to get that done.
If you need a male voice, there's a guy in my neighborhood. I don't know if you know Chuck Norton. He's got an incredible, deep, like, amazing voice.
He used to be our
He would be great.
Person.
Yeah. He would be great.
Yeah.
I don't know. He'd probably be like, what?
And voice acting can be a little odd. I mean,
yes. It's not
just
a reading.
Somebody has a great sound.
Yeah.
You know, I've had some reading about what you actually do.
Yeah.
To
I think he'd be great. I can
agree. Yeah,
I think very excited.
I think that's exciting. I think that would make it really nice.
I may pitch a hissy fit more often.
Yeah.
Good for you.
That was my first draft, so.
I think that's great.
Okay, I guess we're done.
No, I do actually, sorry.
Oh,
I do actually have two things to bring up. So our IT, we're getting rid of all of the emails for all of the boards. So Historic Preservation Planning Commission, all of the emails that go directly to you will be now merged into one. It will just be the Historic Preservation Commission email. So if they email, if a resident emails, everybody will get it. That's on the commission as well as staff. So it'll be a list and it's a compiled for everybody.
They're going to be by person or?
No, it will just be addressed to the Historic Preservation Commission. And it's the same with the Planning Commission. It's just for mostly cybersecurity and everything like that. But so for that, we'll need your personal emails. So if you don't mind stopping by when you are on your way out.
You mean the Farmington email?
No, yeah, Farmington email is going away for you guys and Planning Commission.
So
it's just
going to
be one address.
It's going to be one email address.
And so anything pertaining to the commission will come to my personal email.
If they email you directly, if they're emailing the Historic Preservation Commission, that's the one we'll have listed on the website. And you'll all be on that. It'll just come through staff and then be distributed.
Each
on.
Of their personal emails will be on that?
No, I mean, sorry, I meant to say it will come through staff and then will be distributed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Spend the time with that young man to set up.
Exactly, it does tend to be more work than it's worth. So
just text me or call me.
Yeah.
And then that also helps too with communications that are outside of a public meeting. If you're all on the communication, technically we have to notice that.
Yeah.
So that helps with that as well. Then the next thing I have is that on the newsletter for October, November, and December, we are going to be advertising for new members. As you know, we have a 5 minimum and a 7 maximum, I think, for the commission as well as alternates if needed. So we're going to be, I think, David and Dorothy. So a few of you are actually... I have to get the list out, but David and Dorothy, I know for sure your terms are up. So if you want to re-up, talk
too.
To the
Shauna too.
Yeah, if you want to talk to the
leaving.
Mayor,
I asked her. She says she's leaving.
Okay, yeah. So if you want to re-up, you can talk to the mayor. Ultimately, he's the one that will and the council will appoint that. So we'll have those in the newsletter. But yeah, like I said, when you leave, if you could just give me your personal emails. So we can stay in communication with you that way. And that's all I have.
The interesting thing is that...
you should talk to her.
With Dorothy, myself, and Shauna, And Dana, are you still thinking of moving?
I have my house for sale, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So with all that, there's only two people that only been on it for about less than a year.
2 years.
What?
How long have you been on the commission?
Not a year.
Not a year.
I've been on 5.
5 years? Wow.
Just,
I was like, wow. You're still new.
I'm just kidding. I feel like I've been on it for 5 years.
I do too.
Okay.
Okay.
No,
we're
done.
We're the kind of.
All right.
Everybody calls us the hysterical committee.
Oh.
I make a motion to adjourn.
Yeah.
Get a second?